Hey everyone, you're tuned into the Fosgraves podcast. We got a big episode for you today. I'm AK Baby Doo, the Lightbringer.
And I am the Fur Man.
So we got a couple announcements before we get underway. I see we've already cracked 10 viewers. This is our personal best so far. So thank you guys.
Woo!
We're doing a $100 giveaway tonight. And as well, this is the cricket eating night. Yes, you heard it first. We'll be eating crickets live.
We told you at 1,000 we were going to go ahead and do it. And my God, he made it happen. All the way from Australia, fresh to, from farm to table crickets. Oops.
Dropping some crickets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the worst thing that's going to happen to them tonight. Think of us as a diet fear factor, a sugar-free edition. They're not the scariest, but let me tell you right now, I'm looking at them, and they're gross.
We've got some cricket utensils.
Essential cricket utensils.
A glass for Sir Furman.
I didn't actually think we'd ever get this far, but my God, we got a loyal fan base, and I thank you guys for it, even though this is going to be so nasty.
Yes, they're live crickets. We've got some people going, they're alive. Of course they're alive. What are we? What? True graves?
Nah, we are false graves. These will never be found.
Without a trace.
We're burying the survivors.
Without a trace. So the way the giveaway works is we're going to have it to where every comment counts as an entry. We'll tally up the comments after the stream, and we'll announce a winner later at a later date. So every comment that you guys make actually counts as an entry to win the $100 giveaway.
And we're talking real American tender. No pesos, no Turkish lira, no none of that communist Canadian money. We're talking real greenbacks.
And yeah, try not to spam. Leave some real genuine heartfelt comments for us over at the False Graves podcast.
If you just leave a letter, we will know because we do have a good editor. I mean, when we let him out of the basement.
So before we get into our topics, the cricket eating will be a little bit later in the episode. I do want to say one thing that's particularly difficult about crickets, live crickets, is they are very mobile. Getting these crickets in a structured container and then into our mouths, it's actually a difficult task.
I couldn't have said something like onion rings. Like,
so we've got, it's going to be quite a show, quite a circus.
Oh yeah.
But to start out, our first topic of the night, hopefully to give you guys something to chat about as we go on with the episode. I'm curious, Mr. Furman, why are people so obsessed with cults?
I can tell you right now, because I was going to start one. I think it's either because they like aliens, drugs, or like the weird orgies. Those are my top three contenders. Yeah. I mean, like that, or maybe perhaps, and this one's a little bit of a hot take. Maybe it's a communal suicide. Nobody wants to do that alone.
True.
It's always better as a group activity, you know?
True. I'd rather die with someone than alone.
Yeah, I mean, like, you might get a bowl cut and a jumpsuit, but, you know, you gotta make concessions.
It's like everyone's got a fucking needle for a cult. Like, oh, the new cult just dropped on Netflix.
Bro. These ones, apparently, we're all alien spirits, and that's why I'm depressed. It answers everything right there. And the spaceship's coming back. All I gotta do is sell my house and give him all the money.
I feel like part of it is we all have these, this subconscious that has a bit of, let's say, unfiltered thoughts. Some things we might keep to ourselves and never express to other people.
Yeah, except for me. I'm all out there.
Some devious internal monologue. I feel like the cult is kind of like, these people might validate me a little. Like, if I go watch a show about a cult, maybe my subconscious thoughts, they're going to be a little relatable. Like, yeah, these guys also wanted to pickle grandpa's toes.
Well, of course they're into feet. I mean, I'm into feet. Wait, are they still around, or do they, you know, do that spaceship shit? God, could you imagine being the cult leader having to move back that day, like, each time? It's like, how long do you stay in, out of curiosity? Like, how long do you stay in the
3 days. It's definitely 3 days. It can't be a cult without 3 days.
Well, I mean, like, after you move it the first time, like, the end of times, the Lord has told me, without a doubt, with all certainty, that we will be the only people left on this planet. June 13th. June 14th rolls around. How do you... Actually, I forgot. God left me a message on my beeper, you know.
I forgot to look at it. This is on me, guys.
Guys, it's been a crazy week.
But next year. So, the reason I was thinking about cults is... A lot of people have a savior complex towards people who have been in cults. I'll see people, you know, in these documentaries who talk about saving people from the cults. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of fucked up shit that happened in cults.
Oh, without a doubt.
But the modern alternative to a cult is very, I would say, evil itself. Mm. It's like, yeah, let's move you out of your community, move you out of your belief system. And we'll drop you right into shallow, materialistic capitalism.
I mean...
Where you can be alone.
I mean, typically it's more of a communistic society whenever it's a cult. I mean, I've never heard of one going into stocks and shit.
Yeah, right.
They're always like, yeah, let's just move out in the middle of nowhere where you have no one to contact.
I think our modern Western society is a cult in a way. It's a power cult. Like, it's not based on any necessary belief system. It's just based on sheer cold hard mechanics and power.
I think it's just a cult of personality.
Well, there's definitely those in at play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Like, Beyonce, like, let's be honest. I love her. Great singer. Amazing. Gorgeous. Double stacked woman on a Tuesday. But my God.
Someone in the Mommy Milkers Association.
Oh, yeah. She would be a headliner. But, like... Her fans are wild. Yeah. I mean, there was one lady that sung during her solo.
Yeah.
Everybody in that crowd. Boo! People, I think she actually got stomped outside the stadium. Like, I've never seen that before.
So you think that's pertaining to the cults? Yeah. Like, we've got our celebrities and things like that, and they're kind of the cult leaders?
Yeah, those are the golden calves.
I agree. I think, but it's very material.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all based on material gain. I think a lot of people misunderstand power.
Mm.
Like, the power dynamics in a cult are what plays into power.
Yeah, because if you can damn somebody straight to hell, like, that puts you at a 10 right there on power scale.
And just, I want to clarify... Taylor Swift should not have endorsed Kamala, but no, Swifties aren't a cult. Taylor makes good music. Stop hating, guys.
It's a good thing we're friends or I'd punch you.
But yeah, Swifties are a cult, actually.
Okay, now we're back on friendship status. Well, I
posted something anti-Taylor Swift on Twitter once, and I literally never got more engagement than my hate comment of Taylor Swift. And I'm actually a fan of her music, but that one comment alone had like 50 replies from teenage to middle-aged women calling me the worst person alive.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to say anything, but you do kind of have a Hitler mustache if you cut off the entire beard and completely changed your hair.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But Hurricane Milton.
Ooh.
This is... poised to be maybe the worst hurricane, you know, in my life. It's going to outdo Katrina, probably.
You mean Hurricane Tortilla?
What kind of a name is Milton?
Oh,
Hurricane God. Milton.
Why couldn't they just name it Hurricane Quimbley?
Milton is like the name of the most picked on kid in a private school.
Yeah, that's the Yancey of names.
Quincy. Right there. Quincy and Milton.
And Keith. Fucking Keith.
And let's just say Milton just went home and got his uncle's hunting rifle.
He's just going to start a cult. That's what it is.
But no, I'm looking on TikTok and I'm watching things about Hurricane Milton. I'm very interested in what's going to happen.
Can we just say Hurricane M? Because Milton just doesn't sound like a world-ending event.
Well, that's what makes it fun.
Why couldn't they just name it Hurricane Milhouse?
We got some people saying, eat the crickets, eat the crickets.
Oh, no, 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 not just yet. We're holding
we'll
out.
We'll eat the crickets when we're good and ready to eat the crickets, sir.
About halfway through.
Sir Philip.
But if you guys haven't seen crickets lately, I'm just going to tell you now. They stink. They really stink.
Dude, the crickets smell so bad. I did not know that crickets had a smell to them.
Well, you're supposed to bathe them every day.
I tried. I've fed these crickets. I've nursed these crickets. I've named these crickets.
They have eaten nothing but foie gras and crab legs ever since he got them.
Foie gras me.
Which is even higher. That's
even higher. It's like the Wagyu.
Of foie gras.
Of cricket. Cricket entrees. But no, I want to talk about Milton a little bit. Something irked me.
The name?
I'm on TikTok. I'm looking at Milton content, and I'm a comment scroller.
Yeah.
I love to scroll the comments. That gives me an idea of the pulse.
Yeah, like where are we at right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, where is society at? Without the comments, you don't really know. Like, you'll know by a good example when any big news organization turns their comments off.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you at home, we don't want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I mean, this is we're telling you what's happening. We don't want to hear your opinion on it.
But the main topic, first topic of the night, I'm going to caveat into, and we'll probably get into crickets shortly after.
Okay.
For those who are on the edge of their seat to see some cricket decapitations. I'm going into the comments, and I see a lot of people griping about evacuations.
Yeah.
They're griping about the evacuation order, but not in the way where they go, oh, we don't want to evacuate and Florida's trying to force us. No, they're going, evacuation? How? I don't have the money. With what money can I evacuate? With what car? Mm-hmm. With what resources can I evacuate? And that griped me, honestly, to no end. So I want us to talk specifically about people in Florida who go, how do I evacuate? And I saw a guy comment, with what money do I evacuate with? Where do I go? It just makes no sense to me. I wish the government would provide some support for this. Okay. So this is the first topic, power. Most of you don't understand power. I looked up the definition of power, and it's very lackadaisical. They didn't do a good job.
Okay, so they don't even understand power.
Meridian Webster, or whatever the fuck his name is, he really fucked this one to high hell.
Okay, so the Milton of the Webster's dictionaries.
The real definition of power is the ability to exercise your will successfully. Gaining power is being able to exercise your will with even less effort. Minimizing your effort, but still successfully garnering your will.
Yeah.
When you move to a place like Florida with no money, with no car, with no resources, the most hurricane-ridden state of all time.
Basically wet tornado valley.
And you go, how do I escape? Listen, you didn't fucking prepare for how to escape. That's your problem. You didn't realize we're in a power game.
Yeah, nature versus people. Yeah. And nature has all the power because we've yet to make a doom machine.
And nature is pretty fucking powerful. And when you live this cushioned life in Western society, and you think, oh yeah, I can get a job and work a 9-to-5 and pay my rent, and it's all going to be okay. You failed to understand. You're living in Florida.
Which already is the most dangerous part of the country. Like,
do you think Florida man became Florida man? By having it easy?
No, it was typically gators, meth, and a lot of bath salts and bad decisions. And
probably while a hurricane is hitting.
Yeah, that's typically when you get the most freakouts. Which, I mean, if the Waffle Houses have shut down there, then we truly know this is the end times.
And hey, for the viewers, make me an offer on the cow. You know, maybe I'll sell it. Make me an offer.
Hey.
But how do I escape Florida? What does evacuate mean? It means get the fuck out. That's what evacuate means. Just move.
Yeah, lock your doors, hide your children, hide your wife, get in the car, drive. Just drive. Just not in Florida. Just drive out of Florida.
If you got to walk, if you got to run, go ahead.
Yeah, which I feel bad for the homeless people. Now, those people who probably can't comment, like, okay, yeah, you guys have nothing.
And that's another reason that irked me. This person who commented how to evacuate, he had the resources for a phone. He had the free time to comment how do I escape. I'm like, if you can comment on TikTok, if you're scrolling TikTok, you could have found a way out.
Yeah, I mean, like, it takes, like, what? Usain Bolt ran a mile in what? Like 8 minutes? Four minutes?
8 seconds. Yeah, 8 seconds, like that. Yeah.
Run a mile, have a poop and a cigarette and a Gatorade, run another mile, and, like, just start hoofing it.
Get the fuck out of Florida.
Or even if there was a taxi service right now running in Florida, take an Uber out of Florida. It's worth the money. Your life is at stake. Please leave that part of the country.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Exactly.
And I mean, like, it's not like California where it catches fire and everybody's like, yay. I mean, it's Florida.
And it got me thinking about the overarching misunderstanding of power dynamics in the country. People today are often like, why is the government so bad? Why is prices so high? Why do things suck so much?
Because we let them get away with it.
We let them get away with it. You have to understand, if you're alive at all, if you breathe and shit and sleep and fuck, you're in a power war at all times. There is a power at play. And if you do not exercise your own will, at some point, somebody will take advantage of you.
And is that where we get the terms, the powers that be?
I mean, probably.
Because even if there are three constants in this universe, there are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that sounds to me like, even if you were to go ahead and factor in a lot of stuff, there is always Hurricane Milton that can come and fuck you up.
Yeah, unless you choose to evacuate Florida.
Yeah.
Which you could do if you had a car and one paycheck to your name, you 70% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. Just get one to your name. Actually, my co-host, Mr. Furman, is probably one of them. But he lives in a place called We Won't Disclose.
Well, I mean,
but let's just say we don't worry about hurricanes where we're from.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Me and my cardboard box and my seven dogs, we're out of there. We're out of there if there's a hurricane coming there, bud.
Thank you guys for all the support. We've never had this many viewers on the stream, so we are very much thankful. I mean, we do this for you guys. But to get to my point about power, when a society at large isn't dedicated, when individuals aren't dedicated to gaining power, it naturally rises to the top. Yes. So that's the thing about power. There are so many micro submissions that people make that they don't truly understand.
Yeah, like having to wipe your ass after you shit. Like, you can't submit like that.
Yeah, you could just throw that out of your routine and look at how much time you saved, right? Look at how much time, and not only that, but physical energy you saved.
Exactly. Those calories, you're never going to get back, and they're not working for you.
And so people get bogged down by things like subscription services. Things like rent prices in cities. Things like cost of living. When I hear like cost of living is so high, and don't get me wrong, it is way higher than it's ever been. But people live in a city and complain about not being able to afford to live. The city isn't for you.
Yeah.
The cities aren't for broke people.
The cities are just basically, and to quote a friend here, a meat grinder for the poor.
Okay, you live in a 2,000 one-bed, one-bath apartment in New York. Milton shows up after it gets done with Florida. It's coming up to New York.
It's about to go ahead and tear up all of the world.
And I'm like, okay, you got no food. You got no resources. You got no supplies. If you try to escape the city, you're going to have 10,000 homeless people you got to fucking throw out of your way just across the bridge. You are powerless. You have no power.
Yeah, because as much as everybody's like, yeah, it's a zombie survival thing, you know, it doesn't matter what happens, bro. I'll just be the first person to lock down Walmart, bro. Okay, yeah, nobody else fucking thought of that, okay? Yeah, okay.
And it's like, you gotta stop and think about every decision you make in terms of how is this going to affect my autonomy. Every decision you make that loses autonomy contributes to the society we have currently.
Yeah, it's consequences. Good or bad, there are consequences to your actions.
Why is the government oppressive? Why are businesses predatory? It's because you allowed it to be so. You're so individually weak that the natural power hungry among us will take advantage of you.
Yeah, which, I mean, when the government stops fearing its people, it stops being a government and starts being a dictatorship.
And it always happens.
Yeah.
It always happens because people over time give away their power.
Little by little, inch by inch, but yeah.
And so if you go, what can I do for society? It's to be, to have your own autonomy. It's to have your own power. If you have your own food source, your own resources, your own community, your own clean water. Nature itself gives you an ability to be autonomous.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I've got some friends, like, I've got three of them, and if I wanted to overthrow the country, those would be the guys that I go through.
You think you could do it, just the four of you guys?
Oh, yeah. Some of my friends, my God, absolute stone-cold dick killers. I mean, if we really wanted to fuck some shit up, we could fuck some shit up.
100%.
Yeah. And that's all you really need, too. People go ahead and get bogged down with, like, 50 friends. Well, the second when your back's against the wall, you're going to find out that about five of them are actually worth keeping. And my God, those five will fight tooth and nail
for you. Yeah, and that's a lot of you guys, you ain't got no friends. You ain't got no homies.
Not no real friends.
No food, no homies, no money. What's going on? And you're in Florida. Okay, come on. No friends, no food, no homies, and you're in Florida. There's at least tens of thousands of people right now in that scenario.
They don't even have a phone to stream this quality service right now. This PSA for life.
And so you always want to make sure that you're in the power position. You always want to be increasing your power. And it might sound selfish, but what it does is when the individual is very powerful, government has no choice but to recede.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know if you've heard about Ruby Ridge or any of those, which, by the way, take a little look into some of the stuff that's happened.
You know, the FBI considers Ruby Ridge a successful operation. It's written off as a success mission.
Okay, can you please explain for the viewers exactly what happened in Cliff
All
Notes?
I know about Ruby Ridge, an ex-military person decided to live off the grid.
By himself.
They thought he might be a threat for some reason. They showed up, they fucked his shit up, killed his family, and took his guns. I think he lived.
No,
did he die too?
I want to say that he did die, but yeah. Like right now, I'm not.
But they showed up at a man's house in the woods and just fucked his shit up.
Guns ablazing, ready to go, swinging that door open, shooting the dog.
He found out he was getting spied on.
Which, as a paranoid person, could you imagine, like, could you imagine the fight that him and his wife had right before that?
100%, like, man.
I fucking told you, Martha. I told you they were in the walls. You didn't want to listen.
Next thing you know, you're just getting slapped by a 12-gauge from an FBI agent.
God, just like while he's getting clinked up, just, I fucking told you so.
But always, yeah, strive for autonomy of being. You want to protect your time and your resources at all. At all areas.
Especially your time, because you can't get that back. You can always make more money. You can always declare bankruptcy. You can always find some way to make more.
Because you got to think, you can even be rich and have no power. You can be rich with no power. A good example would be
P. Diddy's lawyer.
I was going to say that. But a different, let's say you're a celebrity who's on one of the P. Diddy tapes, right? Okay, you're worth $20 million, but when P. Diddy calls you, You just got to listen.
Yeah.
When he says, hey, I want you to be in Tampa when Milton hits. Oh, we just jumped up to 20 viewers. 20 viewers? Bro, thank you guys. For those who are just joining in, we're eating some crickets tonight. And every comment is an entry to a $100 giveaway. So if you guys want to win $100, go ahead and throw some comments in the chat. And we'll decide... after the stream is over, we'll tally up the comments and we'll do a randomized giveaway.
Which, I mean, so long as you guys aren't spamming the comments with, like, just the letter J,
Yeah, no spam, please. Some real genuine comments on some genuine commentary.
Yeah, I mean, we're out here. We're clowning around for you guys. I'm about to go ahead and basically eat 50 lives in front of you.
Yeah.
And normally you'd have to get on the hub to see somebody swallow that many lives.
True, true. So let me give you a little backstory on cricket eating. Mm. Early on in our podcast, my co-host, Mr. Furman, decided he made an offer. If we get to 1,000 subscribers, I'll eat a handful of live crickets.
And would you looky here?
And I said, perhaps that can be arranged. Now, me personally, my biggest phobia is bugs. So for the viewers at home, I want to let you know my only phobia really is bugs. But I'm not a man to leave a bro out ever. I'm not going to leave him here to eat alone. So I am eating at least one cricket. And I can't say how many he's eating, but we've got some devices to accumulate these crickets. So we can get...
Which we're getting fancy in this piece.
We're getting fancy. A cricket, what do you call it?
A cricket
cocktail?
A cricket a day keeps the doctor away.
That's what they say.
And I'm about to eat 50 of these bitches, so get ready. You're about to see something really gross.
Should we shift into the cricket eating part of the night? Are you ready?
All right, Joe Rogan, let's do this.
Don't worry, before we eat crickets, I want to give a little bit of a rant about where we procured these crickets.
Oh, from the great state of Australia.
So, I ordered these crickets from a website called premiumcrickets.com. And, you know, I've got a video where I called the owner. And don't call PETA on us, please. We're not looking for a shutdown here.
Well, I mean... Get us canceled, we'll just come back.
They will fit through the funnel. I've tested it. Most of these crickets have already been through the funnel I just showed.
Oh, what's funny is they think the funnel's going in my mouth.
Yeah, no, it's going in.
And now he's throwing things,
it's,
chat. You got
it's
him
going
angry.
In this glass. But no, here's my issue with premiumcrickets.com. Firstly, the first order of crickets I received from them, they promised me 50 crickets. I might have got 15 on a good day.
Yeah, and half of those were kind of like starved.
Yeah.
It's kind of like ordering a 10-pack of nuggets and only getting 4.
Yeah.
Like, come on, guys. You're
so
not even trying.
They didn't give me my 50 healthy, juicy crickets like I'd asked. They gave me like 15, and 5 were like the jocks. You know, 5 beefy chads.
Those are
the
ones that are
crickets.
Eating the other crickets.
And that was happening. I saw some cricket on cricket cannibalism going on. So
assumingly,
like, there's a chance some of the crickets that we eat already have another cricket in their system.
So that counts as double crickets?
The circle of life.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, I'm only probably eating one. If I get enough of this cricket concoction, which it's passed down from my family ancestry. My grandpa used to make this. I might eat another. We'll see.
It could be just mouthwash, chat. I'm not sure.
But what was I saying? Premium crickets, yes. Mm. They did not give me the 50 I had ordered. There's actually probably about 30 in here. And what happened was I reached back out to them to let them know that they had shorted me on my crickets. And they said, well, all right, we'll give you a reship. We'll give you some more crickets.
Like the good blokes they are.
Yeah. And so today I received my second shipment of crickets. And instead of another clean 50, they just gave me enough to make up for what I was missing in my first one. So they didn't give me 50. No.
Mm.
And not only that, but some of the crickets came dead.
Well, that's weird. Normally you have to come alive.
And so I want to say premiumcrickets.com, I don't know about you guys, I feel a lot more risk going into this than I did after getting off the phone with Mr. Australian Man. But we're still eating the crickets for you guys. Hell or high water, who gives a fuck? I believe in the power of belief, which I'll talk about after we eat some crickets.
Manifestation and vision boards, everyone.
So let's go ahead and get into this.
Oh, fuck me.
You want to do a one and one, and then maybe we'll do the glass later, or give me your thoughts.
We'll do the one for one, and then we'll work our way back, because I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of more cricket poop in there than I thought there'd be. Plus, I'm going to go ahead and save the good stuff for the people that are actually tuning in. It's going to happen.
I have, my ankle is in good health. I have done it. Thank you for those at home. 28 viewers?
No 28? Way!
Holy!
No way,
okay,
bro.
Guys, I got to give another. Every comment is an entry to win $100 if you just tuned in. Every comment is an entry for $100.
Free cash.
Comment and you might win $100. Also, stay tuned. We are just about to get into the cricket eating. If you're tuned in right now, do not leave.
Absolutely live. We're going to go one for one.
And we're doing it as a tribute for Hurricane Milton. It is a tribute, okay? So stay tuned. We're about to eat some crickets.
This is us making some sacrifices to calm the hurricane. Oh, God. Okay. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you can pick one. And
all right, I want Sir Patrick, okay. And you can have Stuart.
Before you go, I'm going to reposition this egg crate so it's a little more showing. Or like.
All right.
Well, actually, let's just leave it like this.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Do you want to?
You know what? You pop it out, I'll pop it in.
Okay.
Show the camera, everybody.
Yeah.
These are real, moving, live crickets. This is some Fear Factor shit right now, because I didn't realize when I misspoke that they look like cockroaches.
Getting these is hard, bro.
Don't be such a woman. Come on.
Well, yeah, when they go in the glass, it'll be a lot easier.
Yeah. And grosser. Because I really don't want to get that potato wedge you put in there.
bear with us.
What are you worried about? We're gonna eat them. Just squeeze it.
I'm trying. They're evasive.
Evasive. They couldn't get out of a cricket farm. If they were so evasive, they wouldn't have been there in the first place. All right, show the cam. Oh shit, we got a runner. All right,
I got him.
Still moving.
Focus, bitch.
All right.
Okay, well, it's... Do you want to hold it, or you got to keep the...
All right, bud. For all the viewers at home, any children watching, please do not attempt this.
The first cricket tonight. Oh, my... Jesus. Ah! Jesus. Jesus. Oh, shit.
No. It kind of tastes like a burnt chicken nugget.
No, bro, you did. You know, I got it. You did it, bro. You did it. Jesus. Jesus. And then we do have a glass for later. We'll see. But okay, so it's my turn.
Get ready, motherfucker.
Dude, how bad was it? Scale of 1 to 10.
Well, it bit me on the cheek, so I don't know how.
Did it really?
Be. Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
I'm fucking scared.
No.
Okay.
Chat, come on. Let's hype him up. Come on. Come on. You got this. Come on.
Dude, I got that one for you, like, in a death log.
What are you worried about?
No, I mean, like, in the prongs.
Oh, man.
I'm just imagining one, like, hopping off of my face. They're much easier to get into the funnel than they are to fucking get. Does it have an aftertaste?
A little bit. It's crunchy and not very satisfying.
Keep us going in the chat. Like, this is a hard job. I'm sorry, guys.
You guys got to pump them up, because I'm not going to lie. Even though it was fed the finest of foie gras and wagyu, these crickets, I'm not gonna lie, for some reason, eating them is, it's a little gross.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, you feed them quality ingredients, and yet you only get a subpar crunch, and then, like, the goo is the worst part, so be ready for the goo. Oh,
Dude, we actually had a runner.
Oh, he's a runner. He's a track star.
Give us some...
He's gonna run, but he won't get far.
Some Furman commentary.
Oh, man. Okay, so the pincers are coming in. They're coming in. We've got closure, almost. And nope. He is outrunning him faster than OJ. My God. He's the Usain Bolt of crickets. And coming back around the corner, he's got one cornered. Oh, do we have him? My God. And if you will, for the camera, the Jesus live Christ. People. I don't know if you can see it, chat, but my God, that is a wiggler. He is quite the fighter. Those legs be a-kicking, those antenna are a-flicking, and my God, he is juicy. He is double-cheeked up on a Wednesday. That is a thick old cricket. Oh, and he's gone. And he's gone. Ah, 1 second.
You got him? I can get another. He might just be a loose. You got him?
Boom.
All right. See it? He's in my hand.
This is real deal, people. Go ahead and have your toss the cookies.
I want to make sure there's no option for them to think I somehow didn't get this cricket. So I'm going to get him back on the prongs. Okay. I got him again, as you can see.
That's real deal. Although it could be a cockroach. I don't have my eyes on right now. Oh, he actually did it. I thought you were going to wuss out. I'm not going to lie. I thought you were... Come on. How was that crunch?
Okay.
Worse than a potato chip or better than a potato chip?
Terrible. Terrible. Oh my God, that was terrible.
The sacrifice we make to you, Milton. Please leave Florida alone. Yep. And if you stay tuned, we're going to have an entire wine flute full of them.
This is my cricket concoction. It's called a cricket cleanser. Mm. It's passed down through generations.
It's basically akin to something you'd make in your bathtub. Now, he's still good.
In prison.
Oh, we did it.
I told some people I was going to keep a straight face. I let you down.
I'm sorry, you can't.
I let you down.
You can't. It's just... Chat, let me go ahead and explain it to you this way. It's basically the crunch of a potato chip with the self-deprivation of giving a hand job for a ham sandwich. It's just...
A bologna sandwich, if you will.
Not even fried. No toppings. It's just... You just know this is going to hurt your soul later.
Why are we getting... What's the boo for? What's the boo?
Which boo?
We ate one apiece, and Mr. Furman, I think, is going to be eating some more.
I'm
going to
be eating the rest of them.
So and we're should doing, we?
We're doing this for you, but we got to go ahead and throw a couple of topics in. We got to go ahead and, come on. So let's get a few more in the crowd.
Should we do another topic and then do a cricket finale, or should we wrap up the crickets now?
Let's go ahead and do another topic. And
another
then
topic.
Yeah, come on, guys. If you're in it for this long, you're in it to win it. That's how big. That's how many crickets I'm going to choke down. Boo? Boo on me? Boo so, on you, sir.
So we've got a glass and we've got a funnel. And I'm experienced enough with crickets to know when you shake them through a funnel, they fall.
He's had a lot of time to scientifically investigate this.
So, let's do another topic, and then we'll get on to some more crickets.
What you got lined up for us?
It's always the light bringer, it seems.
Well, I mean, if you want me to, I can go ahead and...
I got one.
Hmm.
There's a saying that I live by. I would call it a law. For anyone at home... looking to improve their lives.
You're going to need a morning pick-me-up.
I want you to adopt this as a law. And this is a double negative, so it's not going to sound grammatically correct, but I'll emphasize what it means after.
I love the deep talks right after the cricket eating.
I'm never sick. I'm never going to be sick. Don't worry about me. It's sitting well in my stomach right now. I'll have you know I fasted for 3 days to eat this cricket just so I could get the full spectrum.
I think that maybe...
But the saying is this. Anytime in life when something seems too difficult to be true, it is. Mm. And what I mean when I say it is it truly is false. It's not true. There's no such thing as something so difficult and true at the same time. The law that you should adopt is if anything in your life ever seems too difficult to be true, it simply is. It's false. It was never difficult. It's not. And there's other ways to say it. There's somebody who once said, if you believe you can or you believe you can't, either way you are right. And I'm like,
I mean, technically that's true. If you don't think that you can move a pebble, then you probably can't move a pebble.
And then you got another quote. This is a biblical quote, which I actually like very much. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, move and it shall be moved. But a lot of knowledge today has to be rehashed in a modern terminology. And I would say it's a bit of a different flair to the saying, but it's if it's too difficult to be true, it simply is. It's not true. It's not too difficult. Anything you approach in life, you need to start taking with that approach. Mm-hmm. And a good example would be, let's say, the modern dating era. Everyone says, you know, I'm glad I made it out of Vietnam back in 2016 before OnlyFans was a thing and
Tinder and Bumble, Hinge, yeah, and Snuffles and like, Grindr and Bumble again.
I can't find any good prospects for dating. And they'll say this out loud. If you truly desire something, if you want a long-term partner, a long-term relationship, a good career, if you have no business talking like it's impossible. No business. Zero. Because that puts it in that pedestal of it's too difficult for you to obtain. The only proper way to think about something you truly desire is it'll just be obtained. There's no such thing as something being too difficult. It just isn't. And well, I think that's how I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, like any drug addict can tell you that. Like if you really want that bath salt, you will find a way to get it. And so, I mean, it could be through the most deplorable way possible. Right.
That's a good example. That's a reason I actually think why. When you hear about, like, let's say, a lot of millionaires, you might hear a backstory like, yeah, I used to be on drugs, homeless under a bridge. Mm. It's because they know the extremes. Like, they know how to live an extreme life.
Yeah. It's either going to be at the bottom or at the top, but there's never going to be an in-between.
It's easier, truly, to be either or than in the middle. In the middle is one of the hardest places to be. Mm. But you say manifestation, it's just about, I ended the last podcast with this statement. If you're in an impossible situation, the truth is irrelevant. Mm. And the reason I say that, so let's say you just started a family. You got 3 kids under 5 years old, right?
Yeah.
And you just got a cancer prognosis with a 99% chance of death. You just started a family, 3 kids under 5. You don't want to leave your wife to have to raise 3 kids alone. You understand how important it is for you to stay alive. And the doctor says, I'm sorry, sir. There's a 99% chance of you dying.
You're just going to check out.
There is no reason for you to believe that you will die. Zero. It benefits you in no way. It does nothing for you. The only proper approach in that scenario is to simply go, I will live. I don't give 2 fucks what the stats say. I just will live. That's just what it will be. And that, you know, kind of ties into the power, your will being exerted. But so many people believe things that don't help them.
Yeah, it's kind of like a placebo effect.
Yeah.
If you believe that you have no power, then typically you will continue to have no power. It's all a thought process, because your thoughts, I love this saying because I learned it in NA and AA and CIA and also BBMA.
Big Mommy Milkers Association.
Yep. Watch your thoughts, because your thoughts become words, your words become actions, your actions become consequences.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And consequences has a negative connotation to it, but consequences can be good. Consequences just means outcome.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, that's something that I'm still having to relearn and learn over again, because I'm kind of dumb. I am one of the smartest dumb people you'll ever meet, because on paper, I can give the best advice. I can talk somebody down from suicide and still get bashed up on the knee. Which, believe it or not, actually hand to God, real story.
We just got back up over 20 viewers again.
No. Why?
Anyone just joining us, $100 giveaway. Every comment counts as an entry. And we still got some more crickets to eat. Stay tuned. We got more cricket eating to go.
Oh, yeah. And it's about to be a big one.
So I want to pick up two comments speaking to our point.
Oh.
One is, give me one second. Yeah. Somebody says, you have to attack life with crackhead energy. You will get that rock no matter what. That is exactly what we're speaking to. That is true.
You go ahead and put that effort in. You steal the copper wiring out of every building you come across. You're going to make it somewhere.
Yeah, there are literally people in the middle class who are being outdone by a crackhead in terms of belief and faith.
Yeah.
He knows he's getting another crack rock.
There's going to be a catalytic converter in his back pocket come hell or high water.
And you're like, oh, what if I can't get a raise? What if my family falls apart? No, this man is sheer will.
Yeah.
He's like the baby Yaga,
like,
of crack rocks.
You don't call him to kill the boogeyman.
We got somebody saying, eat a cricket now. They just joined. Well, you missed the first one. I've eaten one.
For the crew, I'll do another one.
Yeah, yeah. You want me to get you one?
Yep. Okay. Go ahead and fish me one out. For the viewers at home, I will fear factor this. And trust me when I say these mofos be jumping. They be running. They know what's happening. We played heavy metal to go ahead and infuse them with fear, which is supposed to enhance the flavor.
You know, Hillary Clinton says that all the time.
Well, yeah, but she's hopped up on a Zetachrome, so.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about everything, man. Like, I'm not going to lie. I am. Oh, boy. Here we go. For the crew, from me to you, this is real. This is moving. The antennae are flicking back and forth. This is happening.
God.
Stay tuned, folks.
Stay tuned.
It's like the world's worst Mentos.
I forgot what we were talking about.
I'm sorry. I'm stuck on cricket ass right now.
Okay, another comment. I said two I wanted to point out. Another comment, somebody goes, what will be. I think that is the wrong approach to have to life. Because we're born to fight. We are born to fight.
Look, we're fighting weather right now. If you're sitting in an AC conditioned house, we're fighting right now. We're fighting nature.
Yeah, we're literally fighting nature.
There are people in Florida that are just like, yeah, I'm not moving my house. They're fighting a hurricane, which is basically the Mike Tyson of weather.
Exactly. So we got somebody asking, do you feel it wiggle?
I'm trying not to think about it, but I do. He's trying to crawl back up the throat, but I got him good.
That was Carl you just ate.
Oh.
And I think you got Sir.
I got Patrick, didn't I?
Sir.
And you got Stuart?
Stuart. I got Sir Stuart earlier.
Oh, God. What we do for the viewers at home. We love you guys.
So One thing, the original title before Milton showed up was going to be Three Reasons Why Eating Crickets is Good. I want to expound on that. You may go, for those at home, you guys are eating crickets. Is that good?
Well, it's better than bull testicles, which was going to be the second option.
Eating crickets is good. It serves multiple purposes. I'll expand.
Okay, because, like, honestly, they taste like shit, so...
One of the reasons eating crickets is good is because, hey, 22 viewers, oh, we are popping. Thank you, guys.
Hey, get your friends in.
And hey,
give them a chance to win $100.
$100. Every comment counts as an entry.
Which, I mean, you guys have been engaging. If I could use my eyes, even though I can't because I'm technically blind.
And before I get into the three reasons why cricket eating is good, I got to shout out somebody in the comments. Chris is back in the comments. And I just want to say, hey, if we kind of threw some shade on you for not showing up on one of our previous podcasts, it's no issue on our end. Please, feel free. We'll have you on another episode, Chris.
Yeah, because like you engaged a lot with us. You know what? We love our fan base. As small as it is right now, but you know what? Our hearts
and
go out.
I have written some poetry before. I think I'll share it. I think I'll share it on the next episode. I don't have it off the top.
Nah, man. Gross. Look, I just ate two crickets, and I think that's gross.
It
poetry,
is gross.
Really?
But here's why cricket eating is good. The first reason is because imagine you are consciousness, free consciousness, and you get born as a cricket. Tell me you're not trying to speed run your way to death. Tell me you're not trying to end your life as soon as possible. But your animal body won't even let you. Like, your instincts take over. Oh, I'm not going to let myself get eaten by that cat, right? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to die. You're trying to be free of being a cricket. Well, we're going to do you a service. We're here to help. Conscious life sometimes would be benefited by losing it, right?
Sure. I'm sorry. I'm feeling him. He's like, right. It's like right here.
You only had two.
It's like right here.
For those who are worried about puking, we're not going to puke, okay? We have strong stomachs, but there are cricket burps.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you want to find out, then you're going to have to stay tuned to the end.
Give us some likes. Give us some likes. Give us some reacts. Get some more people in on this. Because remember, a cricket cocktail.
The whole thing, it's about to get nuts.
I agree, this is gross, but we do it for you guys. We do it for being in the light.
We're trying to bring some entertainment into a world that's so fucking dark. Where every single day you hear about beepers exploding, people dying, the war in Ukraine, the stock market's gonna crash, the housing market is trash. Come on, let us make you entertained.
We're trying to get some clout without throwing our asses in a circle.
Well, I mean, I would, but you told me that wasn't allowed on YouTube. And I'll go ahead and let the chat know I'm a thick'em, all right?
Hey, somebody's saying, hey, wait, let me take a shot. Come over. If you want to take a shot, come over right now. We'll get a cricket cocktail for you, and you can take a shot. Come on over.
If you're local. I mean,
but we are on the other side of the ice wall.
Yeah, like, you're going to go ahead and have to fight a couple of giants, take a biplane, and, you know, maybe have to have a life or death fight.
Looking icy, King.
But yeah,
we're willing to throw down if you're willing to clown.
First reason that cricket eating is good is we're ending their lives early so that they can move on and be something else.
Like a millipede.
Like, maybe that cricket I just ate is going to go on to be like some alien in the Andromeda galaxy.
Which I hope so, because like anything on Earth that isn't human pretty much gets F to the B.
Hey, you're not wrong. So I gave Sir Stewart, I gave him a favor by eating him.
I got Patrick and Carl, they're both up in Valhalla right now.
Cricket Valhalla.
Which, any of these that we do not eat, we will go ahead and release into the wild.
True.
And they will spread stories of the eldritch horrors that they have witnessed.
So, what's the second reason eating crickets is good?
It's economical.
Okay.
Think about it. Harvesting insects versus harvesting beef, what is the ecological difference.
You know, some people on the right say that the government is trying to force us into eating crickets. Like, our future is just going to be cricket patties and cricket burgers and cricket sausage and cricket breakfast burritos.
Well, I mean, they serve the Impossible Burger and they still have it out there, which I've tried that, which is surprisingly, chat, worse than crickets.
An Impossible Burger is worse than a cricket?
Yeah, because it comes with a side order of pretentiousness. Look, I've never met a vegan that wasn't the first thing out of their mouth. Hi, my name is fill in the blank.
My name is who?
My name is I'm a vegan. I'm going to be hearing those little violins at night tonight. Fuck you.
The cricket community has suffered a major loss tonight.
The CNN, the cricket network.
So economics.
Well, ecologically. Mm-hmm. Think about it. It takes what? A potato, a carrot, some crab legs, and a little foie gras to keep these guys alive.
True.
Versus a steak.
I had to feed them.
Yeah.
A little orange.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I saw you with these crickets. You bathed them. You went ahead and you massaged their little legs.
I did.
You kept them in a dark room.
I did.
So that way they would become, like, the most tender crickets possible.
These are actually quite tender.
And they're mostly expensive.
Next CNN, time. CNN, Cricket Nation Network. Guess. And also, you know how we do.
Yeah, we like to have that grave humor.
Reason one, we're sending consciousness into another roll of the roulette table early. That's a good reason.
Yeah, imagine if you roll a tree.
Reason two, economical, right?
Mm.
I'll give reason three. Reason three is today everyone needs something controversial to gain clout. Like, oh, you want to be a known figure, you have to have some controversy.
Yeah, which we're not out there giving fake money to fake homeless people. We're out here eating crickets in the streets.
I would like to think it's still possible today to gain a following without having to do something super controversial. Or without having to hurt people.
Yeah, which we're not hurting people. For everybody that's eaten a burger in the last 10 days, which if you're American and have not, then you're not American. So, get off our podcast.
And don't get me wrong, I think some self-deprivation is very much an element of darkness, and we want to always be in the light. But cricket eating is such a harmless and beneficial part of society. Mm. It's very beneficial.
Pass me that wine flute. I'm going to go ahead and start fishing these guys out.
You want to do the funnel?
Oh, I would just want to go ahead and start off with a couple of these so that way they can see them jumping.
Yeah, once you get them in there, they won't be able to escape because they can't actually grip onto the glass. So, if you go ahead and stack up your glass, you're good to go. But don't pull that out because there are so many crickets in that egg crate.
Are you sure? Because, like...
Oh.
Did we empty the egg crate? Okay, let me see.
Well, I mean, I shook it, so...
Oh, okay.
Well, I just don't want to let a whole bunch of crickets loose in your house.
Yeah.
They might seek vengeance.
Yeah, and if you saw my house, you'd understand.
Well, I mean, like, they might have tiny knives.
Okay, we've done it.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys. It's about to get fucking nuts.
The egg crate is out, so now it is free range.
Which, for everybody, you can see them roaming around in there. Yeah. And trust me, they are as gross as they look.
Yeah, I did do a lot of cricket research going into this because...
You don't want to eat nasty things like crickets.
I'm 987 years old and I'm trying to at least make 2,000.
Gross.
So I don't want to get any cricket parasites. Mr. Furman is going to be spending some time filling up his glass. So we're reaching the main event of the night.
So go ahead and get your friends in on this. They're not going to want to miss it. This is live.
Yeah. I'm already doing the $100 giveaway. Drop them in. Mm-hmm. He just got one. If we get up to 30 live viewers, I'm going to up it to a $300 giveaway.
Holy, what, we did, what,
if you
do
were,
we have the budget for that?
Yeah, we do. I'll up it to a $300 giveaway if we get up to 30 live viewers.
Which,
who doesn't want to see? We're at like 20 right now.
Who doesn't want to see something insane?
And so the glass is getting filled. We'll show you. So I'm going to turn it over to looking at the chat a little while you do that.
Oh, absolutely. Go
interact
ahead.
With our audience.
Hey, look, that's what they're there for.
So I got somebody saying, I was curious if you made sure these were safe, but knowing you, I know you did the research. That is correct. I did do the research. I ordered from a company called premiumcrickets.com, which turned out to be not as reliable as I thought they might be.
Yeah, I mean, well...
And so I think maybe a little bit of their claims are false, but we still are going to go ahead and take the risk.
Well, we're going to go ahead and use only the live ones. Eating dead crickets is just gross.
So if Milton had just made landfall, is it as bad as they're talking about it being? Like, I'm curious how bad Milton is. Well, the plan is we're filling the glass. Like,
can, this is happening. Yeah, go ahead. Show the camera. Go ahead and move this potato and all that other shit out of the way.
You see, we got a couple in there.
We got some.
And this is going to be all me, babies. This is for you, the viewers at home. Everybody that didn't think that we could make it to 1,000, fuck you. We have made it.
There's, look. I think Nicole is going to end up winning the $100 because she is by far commenting the most.
Ooh, so if you guys want that money.
She's begging you not to do it. She's begging you not to do it.
Oh, Nicole, I'm sorry. I got to do what I got to do to be an entertainer. As a clown.
Go ahead and leave us some likes. Leave us some hearts. Some reactions. I don't know that he can drink them. I think he's going to have to do a little chewing.
It's going to be like boba, but crunchy.
Well, don't feel bad for the crickets. Like I said, consciousness is varying, right?
If you wanted to be a tree, then you would have been a tree. If you wanted to get eaten by me, then you were a cricket.
If I'm not... Okay, chat. Listen. Listen to me, chat.
Wait, do they want me to spare him?
Listen to me.
We'll release him.
If Mr. Furman eats this cocktail, I myself am going to lose it. Because this is insane. I'm looking at this right now. It's genuinely insane. You know bugs are my phobia. I can hardly even look at this cocktail. Jesus Christ, this is nasty. This is so nasty. So nasty.
And you go in?
Go ahead and share and like and react. We're coming up on the main event. Phil, are you still in the chat? Phil?
Oh, what about that one guy, Chris or Troy or whatever his name was?
Yeah, I am actually grossed out, guys. And for the people who listen to us on audio only, like Spotify, Amazon, Apple,
which we understand that you can't appreciate the visual aid, which you can find on YouTube. But
you missed me eating a cricket. Yeah, I ate a cricket earlier. Yeah, you did miss it. But we'll make clips. We got clips of it.
Which you can find on YouTube.
But, if you're an audio listener, you're going to have to tune into our video to see this. And obviously this episode isn't going to flow as well as some of our others.
Yeah, well, that's because one of us is having to drink crickets.
Oop. Yeah, I'm actually getting grossed out. I tell you guys, eating a cricket is actually less gross than looking at what is about to be eaten, which is a shot glass of crickets or a martini glass.
A wine flute, you fucking heathen.
People are asking for some ASMR when you eat this glass. Are you going to do this for real?
I've gotten this far.
You're a madman.
You're damn right I am. And for everybody that doesn't think that I am, if this is what I'm willing to do to crickets, let it be known. Imagine what I'll do if somebody gets in my face.
Okay. Before we do, you want me to show them?
Oh, yes. It's not as much as you think, but it's still pretty fucking gross.
Okay, before we do this, there's a chance with the widening lip that some might miss, and you might end up like losing a few. Oh yeah, that'll actually work. That actually will. If you
But I got to be able to chew.
Yeah. Well, what we could do is maybe we could add something like hot sauce that would neutralize them, so they'd all pour in. But what do you think? Like, okay. See, they're done.
He neutralized the crickets.
Okay, now the time has come.
Is everybody ready? And do we have the maximum number of people we're gonna see?
I believe so. If you haven't invited your friends now, invite them. Oh, we just upped.
Oh, come on now.
And
it's happening, and they're still wiggling.
There's at least 10 crickets in the shot glass.
I'd say about close to 15, but... Oh.
All right, you want to do a countdown?
Just give me a second. I'm about to end 15 careers.
Get them on. Have them comment.
Come on.
Get them on. We got somebody trying to join.
Look.
And
we got them right here.
Yeah.
And they're still moving.
They flattened out.
I'm about to be the meat grinder. Come on.
I'll do a 20-second countdown. 30-second countdown.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
30, 29, 28, 27, 26. 25, 24, 23.
Oh, I think one of them
pooped. 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Damn, he's thick.
Jesus. this is crazy, man.
I made a promise.
It's crazy. You did, dude. Salute, man, dude. You are. There's times where I earn your respect. There's times where you earn my respect. That was something else. 15 crickets at least were just downed.
I can feel a generation dying right now. I'm absorbing their souls, and it's adding to my power.
Dude, that was something else.
Which, thank you for everybody in the chat, because you made it possible.
Yes, they are wiggling, for those wondering. Before we send off tonight, we've got so many active people in the chat. Go ahead and leave us... Okay. Go ahead and tell us what topic you guys would like, and we're going to end on a user topic. If you guys go ahead and give us a topic, we'll pick one out of the lineup. Please do not throw up on me.
I can't make that promise. No. Keep it going. Keep it rolling.
Okay. In the chat, give us a topic. We'll end on it. What would you like our opinions on? And if you need help in your life, we're here.
Yeah, like if you guys want to do an anonymous call in, we can do that. But right now,
it's raining crickets.
Skirt, 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 skirt.
Wrong sound. Wrong sound. Oh, he just burped, chat. He just burped.
I felt 17 souls leave my body.
Returned into Valhalla. Come on, give us some topics, guys. We'll end out on a valuable topic. What do you want to know?
Just know, 10,000 viewers, I get to eat a live octopus.
We're masters of crickets. We're masters of the universe. Give us something to go out on. Look, something you want to hear. Some advice.
If I can choke that down, that shows a level of self-discipline.
It certainly does. That was insane.
Seriously.
Jesus.
Look, anything for the viewers. These people sat through us. I can give something to them.
We got a lot of topic suggestions.
Ooh. Go ahead and break them down for me because I'm blind. Legally speaking.
Okay. Do you want to pick the topic? I can read them out to you.
All right.
Okay, we got...
Oh.
We got the rise of stoicism, cringe grifters. We've got, would you rather fight a flock of geese or a single bear?
Mm.
We've got, do you have your poetry on you? We got dash cam wreck videos. We got, what's the mind over matter dilemma going into eating the crickets?
Oh, I can tap into that one real good. And the stoicism one pretty good, but like the other ones, I mean, right now I'm fighting them. I'm fighting them right now.
And then we got, what about the crazy new gen language? So you pick the topic and we'll both expound on it.
Well, can we fit in two topics?
Yeah, we can do two topics.
Okay, so stoicism. What was the entire of that one?
What do you think about the new gen cringe stoicism influencers, basically?
Oh, the fucking new red pills. The ones that are making teachers quit. Or are you talking about like the people that are basically forsaking pleasure for the sake of bettering their lives?
I think it's both.
Well, I mean, like, because I'm not going to lie. If I was a teacher nowadays, I wish they would arm the teachers so that way they could just... All right, Timothy, you gonna fucking stand up? You gonna go ahead and do the gritty on your desk? Boom! I want to see that headline so bad.
Well, what do you think about the new stoicism influencers?
Well, stoicism is great. Some of the practitioners are trying to blend that with that alpha gen kind of shit. They're trying to go ahead and be, you know, oh, stoicism means masculinity, and they turn it toxic, and the TikTokers not so great, but like the stoicism where they analyze stuff and they break it down and they truly look at it, they could be some of the greatest minds of our time.
I mean,
like John Delaney. Have you ever seen him?
I have.
Yeah,
we talked a little bit about stoicism on our last podcast, kind of hit these topics. I think that the biggest issue with modern stoicism is everyone who promotes it isn't a stoic. If you have an online influence, you're probably a yapper. There's a 99% chance you're a yapper. Yappers aren't stoic like us.
Yeah.
We're not very stoic. I think, you know, in a moment of heat, in a moment of pressure, when you're calm, maybe that's stoicism and you can still be a yapper and maintain that, but most of the modern Stoics are grifters. I do believe that. They're just trying to bank off stoicism, but they make all their money yapping and being dramatic.
Well, some of them. I mean, like, you got to admit, like, Jordan Peterson, he does yap, but he does also stoicize.
True, but he is dramatic at the same time.
Indeed. However, one does not exclude the other.
And so I think in the modern world, you can't really get ahead just being a Stoic. You maybe be stoic internally in terms of your resolve and your emotional stability, but outwardly you need to be talking. You need to be yapping.
Yeah. And the second one that I'm going for the topics is the mind over matter for eating the crickets. Now, I want you to go first on this one because I know that you have an internal phobia of eating.
Yeah.
How did you choke it down? Because honestly, if we get viewers, I'm about to do some absolutely heinous shit for the viewers.
We're upping what we're doing as we get to 10,000 subs. We're going to up what we're doing. But I'm glad that you asked me. Because, yeah, bugs are my phobia. What's the mind over matter going into eating crickets? It's... Okay. One of the best things someone can do to overcome a fear, in my opinion, is to self-promote themselves into having to meet the fear.
Yeah. Because either you're going to have to face ostracism for being a liar, or you're going to have to face it.
So I know that my pride and keeping my word... are higher, they're higher in my internal hierarchy than being fearful of bugs. So if I wanted to do something like eat a cricket, I would say to viewers at home and my audience, I'm going to eat a cricket. That will force me to have to do it. Yeah. It'll force me to meet the fear. And so I think for people at home, if you're fearful of anything, if you have a sense of pride about you, promote it. Like, talk to people about your fear and then go ahead and say that you're going to do it. You'll either end up a liar or somebody who conquered their fear. I would much rather conquer my fear than be a liar. So that's where I'd go mind over matter. That's how I play into it.
Well, I mean, like, that's because, and with little disrespect, you are a prideful person. Like, you hold yourself to a certain standard. Not like overly prideful. Like, you don't think that your shit doesn't stink.
True.
But you do hold yourself up to a certain standard.
So what do you think?
What I think is...
mind over matter. How'd you eat those crickets?
How did I do it? It's because I love our viewers at home. And I love the thought of bringing you guys some joy. I love the thought of making you guys go, ugh! And then going, at least I'm not him. At least I get to go ahead and enjoy seeing some crazy off-the-wall banter, some crazy off-the-wall eating of crickets. I just love it. It brings me joy. I can be a clown, and I can actually bring joy to the world.
And that's what we're about. Like, I'm glad that you, because that is what I made this whole podcast for.
Yeah, which 95% of this was him. He offered me a ham sandwich and a turkey sandwich after this. So
we've got our monotonous day-to-day lives. Oh, meet quota. Oh, go home. Pay $50 for gas in your economical vehicle. We've got this, what is it, routine.
Mm-hmm.
We're under the weight of the routine. Most of us are.
Yeah.
And in this podcast, I want to encourage people to go outside of that, to do the random, to do the chaotic.
Yeah, because, like, the routine is so humdrum, it's unreal.
It is. And so a natural combat to routine is eating live crickets on stream.
Yeah. I mean, when's the last time you saw Joe Rogan eat anything crazy on his podcast?
Never.
See, and that man ran Fear Factor. People ate horse testicles on his show. I want to see it. I would love one episode where the roles got reversed. That would be great. It'd be crazy. Not to say that he doesn't run a great show. I'm not saying that at all. But, like, it would tickle my pickle just to see one of those old ones where he kicked him off the show for not doing it.
Yeah.
Just to be like, hey. Got some testicles for you.
And speaking of tickling pickles, last topic of the night, I want to end on this. This was another user or viewer suggested one.
Oh, fantastic.
Skibidi toilet.
Yuck.
I want to talk about Skibidi toilet.
Why? Why? Did our viewers not lose enough brain cells?
I'm pro Skibidi toilet for a reason. The reason I was turned off towards Skibidi toilet, but I grew to enjoy it. Here's what Skibidi toilet I think does for society. When memes first came out, there was a sort of relatability to them. The thing that we most want to escape is redundance. We hate redundancy, routine, complacency.
Yeah.
Skibidi Toilet is that genre of content where it's so random, it's so off the wall, that only the most chaotic among us could make it, right?
Yeah.
Like, Gen Z is growing up in a world that's mostly explained for them. Right? Like, oh.
Yeah, with the advent of the internet, they can literally Google any question and it's.
You know, just ChatGPT, your answers to your essay, ChatGPT to write your essay, yada, yada. Skibidi Toilet is the antithesis to that. Skibidi Toilet is like saying, us as humans, we can still make something original. Right?
Yeah. I mean, like, for the most part.
We can still make something original.
Yeah, I mean, it's original. It might not be good. It might be an Andy Warhol painting, but, you know, it's at least breaking the mold.
And that's why I like Skibidi. And I've actually encountered a couple people. I don't know if Phil's still in the chat, but he was a Skibidi Toilet hater, and we turned him into a full believer.
Okay, so you found him, you beat him with sticks, and then now he's a...
Yeah, he watched every episode.
Which, I mean, I'll give you this. At least the lore behind it is interesting.
People are saying we're old. I'm old too, but I make a point of having a really young girlfriend, so I stay young. Like, that helps me a lot. Like, yeah. I don't want to get old, so I make sure I keep them young.
Yeah, see, I'm just regular old. I remember the time before internet and VHS tapes. Like, I remember what it was to not have a DVD. Do you guys remember Blockbuster? Shit. I used to live there.
We got people calling me out for that comment.
Oh, God, you're going to get us canceled. After I eat the fucking crickets, too.
Dude, it's okay. She's over 18, obviously. Yeah. I'm not a monster. I'm not Epstein.
Well, I mean, you're only...
And we made a vow.
Well, I mean, you guys are only 57 years old.
You mean 57 years apart.
Oh, sorry. 57 years young. My apologies. But nah.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for the support tonight. This is the biggest stream we've ever done. I'm so glad you guys tuned in.
Thank you for coming in to Sugar Free Jackass.
I'm so excited to see what our view count looks like when it's all said and done. If we're getting close to wrapping up here. If you haven't left us a like, please go ahead and do it. Like, comment, subscribe. What have you.
Smash that subscribe button.
Do a circle, play an Ice Spice song.
Oh, is
et cetera.
It, which one's the one that you ain't even the shit, you're the fart?
You think you're the shit, but you're not even the fart.
Yeah, see, that right there is going to be right next to Diogenes.
Yeah.
In like 10 years.
So, yeah, thank you guys. This has been a long time coming. Much more to come. We're ramping up. Season 2.
It's right around the corner.
It's going to be something.
It's going to be crazy.
So,
which, if you guys thought this was gross, just wait for my next one.
Just wait. We've talked amongst ourselves about what the next one's going to be. But
it's going to be a whole live fucking octopus.
But yeah, as always, stay in the light as we have done tonight. Stay in the light as we have done tonight.
And I'm going to go ahead and end on one of my favorite quotes. Happiness can only be found in acceptance. And also, remember... Stay positive, test negative.
Thank you, guys.
Looking icy.